If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
So Broadcasting Career Mentor is an organization that trains young people in media. You know, we really try to get them up to speed and train them in the avenues of performance and voice, editing, shooting, speaking, writing, just really giving them an exploration and opportunity to learn what media is all about, what media entails. AJ, I know you in Florida. It seemed like, you know, you kind of had a lot going on, but you did, you know, kind of stick with us.
I really like this class. I feel like I have learned more from this. I really hope that we could do this again.
How difficult has this pandemic been for what you're trying to do, or has it just kind of changed the model a little bit?
Any organization or business, you know, encounters obstacles, but our mission is to make a difference in the lives of young people and prepare them for the future. So, prior to the pandemic, we were doing hands-on training. We were on the south side of Chicago, and we were in different schools. And that allowed us to be a little bit more close and personal and things of that nature. But we have had to adjust, like many businesses and organizations around the world have had to adjust. So we took our program online. We were gracious enough, or we were fortunate enough to find a group of a dozen or so young people that were interested, and they were willing to go through the 5 weeks, the 10 sessions. And we gave them even more value than we had in the past with the program that we were able to do.
I'll try to get my work activity done by the end of the week.
Fantastic. That would be great. That would be great. Who else we have? Diamond, I don't know if you can unmute one more time to let us know your takeaways.
I got a glimpse of Journey. I think we saw some of Journey's video last class, right?
Yep.
I think from that, I kind of I bounced off from like what I saw from what she did.
Is there a gap right now that's preventing young people from being able to do that?
I just think exposure is everything. That's the main thing. When I was a teenager, I don't feel like I was exposed to those opportunities. And a lot of times young people can only go after and achieve things that they know about and things that they've actually seen. So it's really kind of bringing it to them. So I think it might be something that's lacking for some young people, that when you think about careers, you know, some young people might only know a teacher, a fireman, a lawyer, a doctor. They may have never encountered a media person. They may have never even thought about that media was something that they could pursue. So letting them know you don't have to just be a content consumer. You can be a content creator. Unless somebody brings that to them, I don't know if they will always look at that sort of thing.
You're based in Chicago, but you had at least one of these students is from Florida. I mean, is this a nationwide thing, or was that kind of a one-off?
So we have gone nationwide. Certainly, you know, with the pandemic, that has had us adjusting our model. We've had to pivot. And during this online program, as you mentioned, we did have a student from Florida, and we also had a student from Alabama. I've done virtual talks with different classrooms and things of that nature in Texas as well. So we are nationwide, and with the pandemic and now this new online component, we hope to continue to grow across the country.
Journey, what have you picked up during this, and kind of what was your thought process going in? Was broadcasting or media part of your interest going in, and kind of what have you learned throughout these 5 weeks?
Okay, so honestly, going in, it wasn't really like, it wasn't on the top of my mind. I wasn't really thinking about any career or like pursuing broadcasting or media. But after these 5 weeks, I really learned a lot. I learned, like, first of all, one thing I learned is like being comfortable with being uncomfortable. So just like they had us like create stuff, and you know, we had to share in front of different people, and I think that's good because that gives you different opportunities. You know, different things come with media, and media presents a lot of opportunities. And like, I learned how to edit. I learned how to use Adobe Premiere. I never knew how to do those things before. And with those things, you can learn a lot of different stuff. And like at my school, we had a journalism class, but we didn't really focus on like editing or the media part about it. So yeah, they taught me a lot, and I really, like, now I'm thinking about doing a YouTube and just exploring my options and furthering my knowledge in broadcasting and media.
We just look forward to following your progress. We look forward to staying in touch.